You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. About 50 Central New York 8th graders are spending the week conducting experiments and other fieldwork as they learn about the region's watershed. Wednesday, they spent time on the Onondaga Creek Walk near the Inner Harbor.
Go out towards the center, you can see there's bubbles that are flowing in the water. About 6 feet out, there's three huge dark spots. They're actually carp, and they're just sitting here waiting for food.
Onondaga Creek and Lake are a big part of the Honeywell Summer Science Week camp organized by the Museum of Science and Technology. Tuesday, the citizen scientist hiked in Highburg Forest and Labrador Hollow near Tully.
We saw a lot of macroinvertebrates, invertebrates, salamanders. We also saw a lot of beetles, water striders, and a lot of those things cannot exist in a more polluted environment. So that shows that water is quite clean and it's an area where they can thrive and live in.
I love science, and when I get older, I want to be a botanical chemist and work with plants and different types of flowers. This is really cool to learn how to identify these flowers and plants and how to identify the birds and fish. And really getting my hands dirty, picking up salamanders and the little diving beetles.
They get to do things that don't really happen in the school atmosphere and don't really happen at typical summer camps, you know, because this is very strongly science-based and data-driven to see how true data leads to better decision-making.
That's lead counselor Gretchen Messer. She says not every student at camp is excited about science and might actually fear it because they think it's too difficult. Messer says the hands-on camp aims to break down the fear factor and make science interesting and fun. More than 800 students have gone through the program in the past 14 summers. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.